The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It's time for another Dating Women Radio Show segment. Check out the description for what we're talking about this week. Thank you for listening.
Hey, how's it going, Doc? Good. This is Joe. I'm 30, from California. I got a couple questions. My first question is, there's a particular girl that I met at a restaurant, and she works there. So
as a what?
I've just seen her a couple of times there. But
what
I wanted to know, she's a waitress.
Waitress, okay.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if there was maybe some sort of a chemistry or something like that, but I just wanted to see what's like a good way to approach her. You know,
yeah.
Like, how would I do
what's your phone number? What's your phone number?
Just like right off the bat, like she wouldn't even
say
like,
hi. Nice weather we're having. She says, yeah. What's your phone number?
Okay.
Now the thing is okay. If she turns you down, you got to face her all the time. That's not going to bother you if you hang out there all the time.
That was actually my second question. Like, If not just in that restaurant, if anywhere, if I were to approach a girl and wherever she works, if I were to get turned down, like, is it okay to still, like, show up there and eat there, you know, just hang out there?
Or as long as it doesn't. I'm worried about your comfort level, not hers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, if it doesn't bother you at all, you know, you took your shot. But the other thing you could do is actually go to that restaurant, if you like the restaurant, only go there when she's working and see if you can build a little more rapport with her. Maybe she'll hint at going out.
Exactly. Okay.
Waitresses are nice because they want the tips. How young is this girl?
Yeah, exactly. I believe, I haven't asked her age yet. I believe she's
okay.
In her mid-20s, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Some guys are uncomfortable constantly seeing a girl that rejected them, even though it was for the phone number. I would say most guys, they just don't want to be around her, you know.
Yeah.
But like I say, you don't take women personally. You got to learn to love the word no, you know, in terms of showing her you got a backbone. What else?
Another thing is, being spontaneous in approaching women, like just anywhere, what would you say about that?
What do you mean anywhere? At a wedding or walking down the street when they're coming out of a building, 300 women?
I'd say at the mall, at a grocery store.
Yeah, if you could talk about something going on, if they had a. You know, I was at the mall the other day, and they had a bunch of, a Montessori school. They had a bunch of third and fourth graders singing. And everybody, the moms were there with the dads, and everybody was clapping. And, you know, you walk up to a girl and say, oh, boy, aren't those kids cute? Yeah, by the way, are any of those kids yours? Oh, no, no, I'm not married. You got to find an excuse, but you got to work something in the environment. You just can't walk up to a stranger and say, I want to take you out. You got to play off of something. Like the other day I was in the market, there was this beautiful girl. So I'm in my cart and I ran around, so I would actually be heading toward her when she's heading toward me. And this girl looked like a movie star, right? And she's in a Walmart. I think she missed the offer up to Beverly Hills. So I just said to her, you know, Merry Christmas. And she looked kind of startled. Oh, Merry Christmas. And she just kept pushing her cart. But let's say she said, oh, gee, that's really nice of you. Merry Christmas to you. I said, by the way, what's Santa going to bring you? Do you see how I'm parlaying this? But I'm going on Santa Claus. I'm going on something.
Yeah.
There's got to be a third something there you can play off of. You just can't walk up and say, hi, I'm attracted to you. Give me your number. But try to get something going on around you or something. I always find I do this as a hobby. I find an excuse to talk to strangers. Like I'm in the post office the other day. There's a woman in there. I said, "Wow, I really love that beautiful sweater you have. You know, it's real nice, bright red." Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I made her day. You know, but you know, I now this woman, she was about 150. But that's not the point. My job is to talk to strangers about nothing and make them feel good because I want it to carry over. You okay. See the principle I'm giving you here?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
I think that's it, Doc. I think that's
okay,
it.
Okay, man.
That's
good questions, man. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are doing great. We'll talk to you later.
You got it, man.
Doc, one thing he said about the waitress, one, and we've brought this up on the show before, caution, they're getting tips. They're paid to be nice to you. So if you're going to make that move, I mean, I get what you're saying. You know, always ask for the number, but before you make that move, just realize it's low percentage.
Yeah, it's low percentage. And another thing, too, if you like living in that restaurant, you know, it's just going to bother you to see this girl that turned you down. And it might just be a little teeny bit, and some other guy will say, well, she misled me, you know, she flirted with me and all this. That's a waitress. Come on, that's her job. You know, go to Chili's or go to Applebee's. That's what those 19, 20, 21-year-old girls do, you know.
Yeah, I mean, nobody likes to be rejected, and, you know, hopefully when you're a system guy, you minimize that because you say, hey, I never take women personally, but you're right. I mean, there's a part of you no matter what. I mean, you know, we're not robots, and it's going to bug you. But and that's those are things. But again, what you're bringing out to the guys is you got to be cognizant of that before you go ahead and make that move. And be cognizant of the fact, by the way, that you can get your calls in. This is the guy right here that I'm on the air with, Doc. He wrote the book, wrote several books, actually. He's been helping guys for many, many years, coaching them, I should say, not helping them, but coaching them to have greater success with women. We need your support. We need you to go to docloveclub.com. We have a 7-day free trial. You get 24/7 access to the archives. Access to over 150 hours of audio, by the way, and articles just for you. It's like $2.33 a week. You can't beat it. It's like a craft beer or expensive coffee every week, and then get the system too. DocLove.com, because you blow five or six dates, that's about $300 or $400, my friend. So get that system and get some rejection protection, as Doc always likes to say. And then nobody else supports the show. Or supports his materials like Doc does with a live radio show every week. And you can call in and you can – this is the man right here. This is the guy that you can talk to that wrote the book. And you can talk to him live like this our next caller is going to do because he called in at 855-345-7465, U.S. toll-free, lower 48, 646-668-8937. That's your international number plus Alaska and Hawaii. 9494, that's the last four digits of your number, 9494. Welcome to the Doc Love Show. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and ask questions. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Doc. Hi, Jeff. This is Adam from Maryland, 29 years young.
Maryland. Okay.
Perfect. I have a quick question. I met Caprice online on Match.com, and, I was confident. I was like, you know what? You know, meet me at this date, you know, at this location, a Starbucks, 6:30, you know, that's it. Then, funny enough, she texted me like a couple of days before, like, are we still on? And I was like, yeah, because...
Yeah,
like,
you know what she's telling you? All other guys call back to verify, which you don't.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, so they're breaking the rules.
Exactly.
You know, but the point Challenge worked on her, so Challenge made her call you. You got a response out of Challenge, and she was calling you. You weren't calling her the second time. She was calling you back. She was still on. So that's good.
Exactly.
It shows you Challenge is working, and now she's calling you. That's great. And like you say, you just say, oh, sure, we're on. Like, no big deal. But you know what's really in play here, because every other guy else says, call her back. Well, I'll call you back 2 days before to tell you I'm still coming. You know, which sounds like a gentlemanly thing to do, but no. This is romantic love, and this is conditional. This is different.
Yeah, Doc, but don't you think that also shows that it's possible that people break dates with her?
That what?
Like, her calling to confirm, doesn't that kind of look like maybe people have broken dates with her before?
There's a possibility. But the point is this, men don't break dates, just women.
I see.
I'm calling up this girl because I'm going to break the date. I'm making a date Monday so I can call her Sunday afternoon and break it. Only women do that. Guys don't do that.
Gotcha. All right, because I was a little sure about that. But the thing is that during
I've been out with 500 women. I've never broken a date.
Neither have I. Like, I'm always there.
I mean,
there.
I don't care about broken legs and broken arms. I'm going to crawl up those stairs and push that doorbell with my nose. I'm going to show up.
Yeah, Doc. It was great, though. Like, you know, she was touching me. You know, conversation was flowing. She believed in all this, like, zodiac sign foolishness, you know, and I kind of made fun of her about it. But the physical attraction test, you know, like, it just wasn't working. Like,
You can't force it. Even though she's a nice girl, pass on it. There has to be a little bit of spark. No spark,
yeah.
I'm moving on.
You're right, because I tried. I was really rooting for the girl, too, but when I saw her, it just didn't click.
It's not there. You know, no, you can't force it, and she's probably a nice girl, and she'll make somebody else a good date, but just not you.
Exactly. Right. Okay, thanks, Doc. So I should just let her go.
Man.
All right.
Got it.
All right. One more quick question. There was another girl on Match. She, on her profile, you know, she likes to, like, hike and travel and all the stuff that I like to do. But the thing is, she was like, she's looking for friendships first. That's what she put on the profile. So I,
say,
you know,
sure,
kinda,
that's what I'm
like,
looking for, too. What a coincidence. I can't believe how much we have in common. Go with the flow. Go with the flow. You know, then you kiss her at the doorstep, she tears your tongue out of your head. Oh, right. Just say,
okay,
sure, that's what I want friendship, too. Let's go out. Go out and spend an hour with her, see what you can make happen. Put the deal together.
Gotcha. All right. I'll try that and let you know next week how we
try. See, I'm so glad you just want to be friends first, because I go out with more girls. All they want to do is hook up and have sex. I'm tired of it. I want to get to know somebody, and I'm so happy that you said friendship first. I just want you to know how much I respect you for saying that. And your fingers are crossed underneath the table.
Exactly. That doesn't sound organic. Like, most people don't talk like that. Like, I want to be.
No, they don't talk
so
like that because they don't have the system. That's it.
Gotcha.
That's what you do. Play with it. Don't take it personally, and see what happens.
Gotcha.
And at the end of the day, you know, let's say you don't like her, and she kind of likes you, and you just say, "Hey, I really appreciate this date. It was great. But you know something? I just was wondering, maybe you have a girlfriend you can set me up with." And she says, "What about me?" I said, "Well, no, you just want to be friends."
Good.
The old
good
friendship
stuff.
Trick. Yeah. But you got to think on your feet, and this will come with time. Just study, you know, study the Mastery One, read your 7 pages every night. You'll play the archives 2 or 3 shows a week, and you'll get into this. I'll bring this. You have this inside of you. You're hilarious. You're a comedian inside your stomach, and I'm going to bring that out in you with these comments, and she's going to look at you. This guy's different. This guy has an edge. How does he come up with this stuff? Me, that's how. But they don't know that.
Gotcha.
Okay,
thanks,
man. Thank you very much.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.